Yes, so what I want to say.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
50266.
Thank you. All right. Your first and last name, please.
Joe Baker.
All right. I'm going to search by your first and last name. Is that J-O or J-O-E?
J-O-A.
A. Okay, thank you. All right, not locating an account so far. May I ask the reason for your call today?
There's a charge on my bank account for $6.95. And I want to know what it's for. It says Majesty Glamour P.
Okay, so I would have to locate an account. What is the charge date?
So the charge date is 0302, okay. And it's for $6.95.
All right. So
I don't even recognize Majesty Glamour P.
Okay. I'll have to look in. Let's see. I'm going to search last name only first. And could this charge be under maybe a spouse's name, or is that card account?
I live alone. I have not. I've had my card with me.
Okay.
Constantly, it has been in anybody else's hands.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. Okay. I just want to make sure there was not a secondary card holder. All right.
No other card. Just
okay.
Me.
Yes, ma'am. All right, I'm going to look in other areas. And do you mind if I also search by the last four digits on that card you were charged from?
Okay, it's, wait 1 second.
Okay.
Hold on, let me get the card.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The last four numbers are 9476.
All right. Thank you. Now, so far, I've located one account. I don't think this is right, but the dates and the charge amount. Now, J-O-A, is that short for anything?
No, it's J-O-A-N, Baker, B-A-K-E-R.
Okay, I think I located that a second. Yeah, okay, I've located that account. Thank you. I didn't hear the end. I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
And that's why when I spelled it back to you at first, I said J-O-E, so I bet you were thinking I was, I couldn't spell very well.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
All right, let's see. I've located this account. If you'll please verify the shipping address.
355, my address, 355 mm-hmm. 8th Street. West Des Moines, Iowa.
All right, thank you. All right, so give me 1 second to look over the details on this account. All right, it looks like this is for a tablet sweepstakes offering. You paid $7.95 each month. Well, let me see. No, there's only been one charge of $7.95. Okay, so $7.95, that's a sweepstakes entry. It will proceed each month. It's a monthly sweepstakes offering until they announce the winner. It also buys you a $125 e-voucher to spend at an online vending store. store. It's called the Direct Savings Store. Let me see. I'm sorry, I'm reading and talking. All right, so do you recall a tablet entry for a sweepstakes?
No. Can you do something about that?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I can have the account canceled. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, let me get a pen. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, yes, ma'am. That cancellation number is
C259-151-684. Okay.
All right, so it looks like this may have been the shipping and handling charge for when they do announce the winner. You have paid the shipping and handling. But there's been no further charges, and I have the account canceled from anything further. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that'll do it. Thank you. I woke up this morning with all kinds of charges on my tab.
Yes, so. Ma'am, I have that taken care of for you. All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.